Praise be to God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who's blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. Why didn't they put the camera down and help? It's a question that I'm sure has entered into your mind at least once as you watched some accident or some incident being recorded on Facebook or TikTok or whatever these kids use. Right there in front of the person with the camera is somebody who is stuck, somebody who is hurt, somebody who is in need of immediate attention. But instead of dropping the camera to help, the person continues recording. How can they possibly think that this inaction is okay? How can they possibly think that it is appropriate to watch from the outside, to not get involved? It makes no sense, and yet they do it over and over again. There are hundreds, thousands, maybe millions of these kinds of videos all over the place. It's as if people have removed themselves from community and instead have decided to simply watch from the outside. Can you imagine if that is how it played out in the time of Moses? The nation is traveling. The nation is complaining. And God responds. Then the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit the people, so that many people of Israel died. And the people came to Moses and said, "We have sinned, for we have spoken against the Lord and against you. Pray to the Lord that he takes away the serpents from us." So Moses prayed for the people. And the Lord said to Moses, "Make a fiery serpent and set it on a pole, and everyone who is bitten, when he sees it, shall live." Do you imagine if Moses built the serpent, raised it up on the pole, and decided not to tell anybody to look at it, and instead grabbed his video camera and started recording the mayhem that played out before his eyes? Of course not. It's ludicrous to even consider that thought. And those he instructed, those who were saved, do you think that they remained silent as their loved ones were being bitten? I can't imagine so. I can imagine that they told anyone and everyone. I imagine that they didn't watch from the outside, that they lived on the inside, that they rejected the option to be passive observers and instead became active participants. Ah, but you say, those two illustrations are completely different. They're not even close to being alike. The lives of the Israelites, they were in danger. But that can't be said of these people in the Facebook videos. And so you might argue that I'm comparing two different extremes. Death on one hand and embarrassment or maybe minor injury on the other. Two different situations. And maybe you're right. Now let me try two different extremes then. We'll start again with the first one, with Moses and the Israelites, the life and death example. Because that situation is so critical, so much is on the line, the expectation is that everyone will spring into action to save the lives of each other. And that's what they did. In the wilderness, the serpent was set up on a pole. It was lifted up. The serpent was made of bronze. And all the nation looked upon it to save their lives. And they did so with great urgency. And they probably did so with great proclamation. And the word of this life-saving remedy, this cross, probably spread like wildfire. Everybody told everybody else. They felt compelled to. Why? Because physical lives were on the line. One extreme. Let's look at the other one. This time we won't use Facebook. This time we'll use Scripture. In our gospel passage, John writes this. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. So, in Jerusalem, thousands of years later, Jesus was nailed to a pole and lifted up. A man who was also God. And he was lifted up, not for salvation of physical life, but for the salvation of eternal life. And the nation, when he was lifted up, they did what? Where was the urgency? Eternal life was on the line. Where was the urgency? Two extremes. Two completely different reactions. See, when life is on the line, we leap into action. Not just to save ourselves, but to save others. Even others that we consider strangers. In times of emergencies, we risk our own life so that we can help anyone, not just close friends, not just family. But yet, when it comes to something more critical, we tend to respond in exactly the opposite way. We don't call out to those in spiritual need. Instead, we silently watch from the outside. We convince ourselves that it is so much better to just stay quiet, not interfere with their lives. We choose the path of least resistance, least confrontation. We choose the path so often of the greatest convenience. And by we, I mean you. And me. We all do it. But why? Why do we not recognize that a person's spiritual life is so much greater than their physical one? Why don't we act like the Israelites in the desert and frantically seek out people who have not yet looked upon the cross of Jesus? I think that the main reason that we don't act, that we watch from the outside, maybe it's because we don't fully appreciate what Jesus did. Now, of course, it's cognitive knowledge. It affects our brain. But has it affected our hearts? Has it impacted us so completely that it has actually changed our lives? See, in the desert, people faced death, physical death. They watched as their loved ones screamed in pain. They saw life slowly slip away from these bodies. And what they witnessed didn't just affect their brain. That was not just cognitive knowledge. It affected their heart. They saw loved ones suffering. And their hearts were impacted. And that led their lives to be impacted also. No longer did they continue with their normal tasks. They pivoted immediately to a new way of living. A life-saving way of living. They dropped their firewood that they were collecting. They set down their cooking pots. They stopped everything that they were doing. And they began to do something else. They began to save the lives of others. You see, the reality of what was happening to them affected their entire being. And their actions reflected that. And at that moment, they were living to serve. They were living to save. But when it comes to spiritual life, we just don't see it in the same physical way. The reality of eternal salvation and eternal damnation remain head knowledge. We have not seen heaven. We've not seen hell. And so our hearts can't react and our lives can't be changed. And I think that's part of this passage. We can't. We can't affect our hearts. We can't change our lives on our own. The reality of our destination remains nothing more than fact. A simple fact, one that we cannot fully comprehend. And maybe even one we can't fully even believe. See, our sinful nature has so corrupted us that not only can we not save ourselves, we can't even believe that we need to be saved from anything. But thanks be to God, He didn't observe from the outside. Instead, He stepped into the inside, into His own creation. And He sent His Son to act on our behalf. And when Jesus had accomplished this work, the Father didn't stop there. For He knew that it would take more than His intervention for our hearts and for our lives to be impacted. So He sent the Holy Spirit. He sent the Holy Spirit to spark in us faith. Faith that would not just recognize our situation and Jesus' saving work, not just affect our mind, but affect our hearts as well. And so, if the Son of Man being lifted up is more than just head knowledge, if our hearts truly have been affected, our lives will be impacted as well. We'll see the world through eyes that actively seek out those who are suffering, who have not yet looked upon the cross of Jesus to live. And we will use every moment God gives us, every situation God places us in, every person He brings into our lives that day. And we will take every opportunity to point others to the cross. We'll do this by serving them. We'll do this by forgiving them. We'll do this by telling them about Jesus. We'll do this by showing them the cross. Every action in our lives will be one that reflects this urgent work. And people will look upon us And they'll see that we are looking upon the cross. And maybe they too then will turn their gaze and look upon it with us. And maybe they too then will reach out to those around them and share this life-giving news. Don't observe from the outside. Live on the inside. Be active. Be changed. Be life-saving. Please pray with me. For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through Him. Whoever believes in Him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. Lord, we live in a way, please, may we live in a way that reflects the urgency of Your message. May all we do turn others to gaze upon Your cross and the salvation that it provides. Amen.